at the end of the day, it's yeah. it's just God speaking to us. I mean, the creator of the heavens and the earth speaking to his creation that mm-hmm. have been created in his image and his likeness, and this fellowship that goes on, is it's unmatchable.
Hey, welcome to the Expositors Collective podcast. I'm your host, Mike Negliev. This is episode 87. This one is a bit of a quick one. I got to sit down with Pastor Jeff Geip in New York City in 2019. And between sessions, we just cranked this out really quick. We talked about teaching the Bible as a brand new Christian and the importance of inductive Bible study. And then also the value that comes when we prioritize the early morning hours and how much we're able to A, commune with the Lord, and then also B, just accomplish as we study and prepare in those early morning hours. So hopefully you enjoy learning from Pastor Jeff as I did. Quick reminder, the February 21st and 22nd training weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada is getting closer and closer. You can find more details on our website, expositorscollective.com. And then also registration for Budapest, March 7th, has just gone live. So if you live near Las Vegas or if you live near Budapest, do check out our website and get registered for those training events. Okay, I'm going to get out of your way. Enjoy our time with Pastor Jeff Geip. Hey, welcome to the Expositors Collective. I'm with Pastor Jeff Geip. We're in the basement of a big old building in New York City, right?
Yes, sir. It's great.
You having a good time enjoying this New York lifestyle?
Very, very much. Eating too much, not sleeping enough, but having a great time.
Yeah, these get-togethers are great, but you end up just staying up way too late.
Yes.
Every night. I don't function well on less sleep.
And when you're old like me, you get up really early, regardless how late you stay up.
Oh, yeah.
So very little sleep, but
well, when you're
too much fun.
Middle-aged like me and have a baby. Well, anyway, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so I want to, get to know you a bit more. We all do. Could you maybe tell us, so I guess in your current context, you've been preaching for how many years?
Well, I've been a pastor of a church for 15 years.
Okay.
Prior to that, I was a singles pastor at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa.
Okay. So there's been loads of preaching that's gone into, I guess, your life and ministry now, but can you talk us through your first time ever, like, opening the Bible and talking about it in public?
Yes. I was born again in 1991. I went through the School of Ministry in 1992, and it was at that time our pastor, Carl Westerlin, had asked us to go and start a Bible study in someone's home. Okay. So my first time teaching was a new believer.
Yeah.
And I co-taught with a friend of mine, and we decided that as long as we could stay 1 week ahead of everybody else, we'd be able to do this.
Really?
And
okay.
So my first time teaching was, well, horrible.
Okay. Are you sure? Why do you think so?
Well, this is how long ago that was. They were all recorded on cassette tapes.
Yeah, okay.
And recently, the person that opened their home to us for the home Bible study at that time had given me some of those cassette tapes.
Really?
And it was funny.
Yeah.
From a preaching standpoint, it was not preaching.
Yes.
But God was good.
Okay.
You know, that study went on for 7 years. And we all grew together, so it was very good.
So when you say like a home Bible study, is it interactive? Is it a like Q&A thing, or was it a monological kind of sermon?
Definitely a monologue.
Okay.
That at the end of this service, we would open up to questions.
Okay.
But we were both too nervous to have questions come in beforehand. No, let us get through this and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm saying everything that I know about this topic. So hopefully you don't have any questions.
That's right. And don't read ahead.
Do you remember what passage it was?
Yes. And John chapter 1.
Yeah.
We started there, and I still use the same Bible that I used in that day. And so my friend and I, his name was John, and we went through and we sectioned off where we were going to be teaching each week.
Yeah.
And so my name and his name are still in the tabs of my Bible.
So it's what a cool memory.
That's, oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Well, John's gospel, it actually doesn't start off very simple, does it?
Not at all.
It's complex, like from verse one.
Right.
And was that you or was that John that taught it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Probably him.
Okay, because it starts off, yeah.
Yeah.
The same, when I like took over Calvary Cork, so like my kind of first, like the relaunch Sunday, we started John 1. And yeah, like on the one hand, John seems like a simple book, you know, just stories about Jesus and lots of his teachings. But he just starts off with like philosophy, theology, just lands it on your lap.
Yeah, the word of God and understanding what that even means.
Yeah, the Logos.
The Logos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I probably overprepared where I read a bunch of stuff about the Logos and
So the concept was difficult.
Yes.
But through teaching it, like you were just stating, when you're preparing for a message, you learn so much more than what you're able to teach, mm-hmm, even in that mm-hmm. time. And so that was just the launching of a time to where I just loved studying God's word and learning so much from it.
Okay. And so how have you grown in your like preparation process between 1990? Was it 1991?
Yeah, 1992, actually.
92.
Yes.
And then now 2019. Have you grown as a Bible teacher?
Well, I don't rely on commentaries at first.
Yeah. Okay.
At that time, I'm like, I don't know what any of this means. I'm going to look in a commentary. And it was very helpful through, in those days, of course, we didn't have computers. Mm. And so we were using Bible dictionaries and those types of things. And so it really taught you to do inductive Bible study without even knowing what that meant. Mm. Because we would define terms, we'd understand the verb content and all of those things. So it really helped us prepare. But we did rely heavily on the commentaries.
Okay.
And now it's kind of reversed. You know, now it's more, I use a commentary at the end just to see that I'm not misspeaking anywhere.
Sure.
And just to check the facts and make sure the theology's right. And so it's still a wrestling. I wouldn't say it's easier. Oh, yeah, I guess it's easier.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, just an intra-podcast plug. Just going to say, like you mentioned inductive Bible study, and if you're listening to this and you aren't sure what that is, check out episode 42. Pastor Neil Spencer does a great like introduction to what inductive Bible study is and how and why we're able to just dig into like the verses itself and they expose their meaning to us. Right. That we don't have to rush to the scholars or the commentators to explain that there's certain sets of questions we can ask of the text, which kind of show the main meaning of them. So that's the end of my intra-podcast commercial for previous episodes. So, Jeff, what is your sermon preparation look like? Like, what does your week look like leading up to the Sunday morning teaching?
When I first started teaching regularly at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, I was a lay pastor.
Okay.
And so I was working full time. And so I made it a practice at that time to start getting up very early in the morning, usually around 4:30 or 5, and jumping into the Word of God immediately. And I started the practice of doing that every single day.
Hmm.
And I'm so glad I did that because now it's just part of my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's become routine. They say that habit builds, you know, good, or when you do things over and over again, it builds good habits.
Yeah.
And so I just started doing that. And so now I'm teaching 3 to 4 times a week. And so I'm constantly in the Word,
mm-hmm.
you know, every morning. And it generally begins with alone time with God. You know, I've learned over the years that the temptation is to jump right in and study.
Mm.
But I've learned that first I need to spend time with God and allow Him to speak to me. And so there'll be a little bit of time of prayer, just reading the scripture. I do a daily reading,
mm-hmm.
As everyone should,
you know.
Yes. And,
do you have a plan?
I do.
What's your plan?
It's the Holy Bible one on my iPhone. I never remember what it is. So I follow along with that.
Yes.
YouVersion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I've been using that for, last few years, I guess. And so I've just gotten the habit of that because that gives you such a great overview
mm-hmm.
of everything.
Yeah.
And you're not reading it to do inductive Bible study. You're just reading it to get a flavor of God's character through it all.
The story
so it's
again.
So important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sorry, do you read it on your phone?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I actually read it on my phone and I listen to the Audible.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that, where is it in scripture? It talks about
Romans 10, faith comes by hearing
and hearing by the word of Christ.
Right. Yeah.
And so you think about, you want to hear it as well as be reading it.
Okay.
And so it's very helpful for me.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I just find for me, the phone is so full of like distractions and bells and whistles. And even if I do wake up really early, I live in Ireland. If I wake up really early there before everybody else, you know, my friends and whatever in California, they're wide awake, you know?
Right.
And so there's bing, 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 you know, that can come through. So I try to put it in the other room.
That happens with me. We do a lot of overseas missions in India and Cambodia and different places. And so there are interruptions. When I'm getting a phone call from somebody I'm working with in the ministry, I'll take that interruption.
Okay.
If it's somebody that, you know, like so many calls we get now are
a robocall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, there is a little bit of self-control you have to show there. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. So you have your personal reading, mm-hmm. which is specifically distinct from sermon prep, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then?
And then I'll jump into whatever passage I'm teaching. When you teach so much, you have to be very systematic. And so on Mondays, I'm usually I'll start preparing for Wednesday night.
Okay. Yeah. You strike me as an organized person. So
yeah, well, yes, for the most part. So Monday morning, I'll start preparing for Wednesday night for usually about an hour, you know, just kind of like an overview. And I always write a thesis. That's my first day of prep. I want to walk away understanding what the content of the passage is.
Yeah.
And the Tuesday morning when I get up, I will write a devotional on that passage and I send it out to everybody in our church.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we do this on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Tuesdays is for Wednesday night and Thursday is for Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So people know what we're going to be teaching on.
Yeah.
And that they'll be reading ahead and preparing for it.
Oh, what a great concept. Okay.
Yeah. And so Mondays are preparing for Wednesday nights. And also I teach at the Bible College in Marietta on Thursdays. Mm. And so I'll usually be preparing for that too.
Okay.
And then Tuesdays, Wednesday nights and Thursdays. And then Wednesdays, just Wednesdays.
Yeah. They're all stacking on top of each other, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Wednesdays, just Wednesday.
Sure.
Just so my head is clear. And then Thursdays, I'll get up and I'll start preparing. Or I'll go to my Bible college class, and then that Thursday afternoon, I'll come home, and I'll just do a brief reading for Sunday, but then Friday morning, I'll spend the time preparing for Sunday. And so Friday, Saturday, and then even Sunday morning, I get up.
Mm.
There's a thing about a lot of us old people I've noticed since we've been here.
Yeah.
The first people at the coffee shop are old people.
Okay.
That's because we get up early. And so, you know, just getting up. And so I try to plan 3 to 4 hours every day of study.
Okay. So rather than a focused day, although Wednesday seems to be a focused day,
yeah.
but you're just trying to start every day with A, that personal Bible reading, and then B, preparation towards the event. And what are you teaching at the Bible College?
I just finished Ecclesiastes.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. That's a challenging book. Well, easy for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, Solomon and I have one thing in common. We're both in our 50s.
Okay.
And we're looking back at life and we can see, well, I totally understand why he says everything leaves you with a gnawing sense of emptiness other than God.
Yeah.
You know, for young people, they're learning that process.
Okay.
And so it's a great book for young people to have an older person teach it to them because we're looking backwards where they're looking forward. And so to me, it's one of my favorite books.
Really?
Even though, you know, the content can be depressing, his conclusions are so powerful.
Right.
Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the duty of all man. That's really.
Now, have you preached Ecclesiastes as well?
Yes.
Because teaching in a Bible college is a different way of communication than Sunday morning. So do you want to talk about those differences between preaching a message and then teaching a class?
Sure. Yeah. So teaching the class, you're defining words. You're talking about history. You're going so much more in depth and maybe you're using the Bible a lot more to prove itself. What I love about Ecclesiastes is taking Solomon's teachings and concepts and then opening it up in the New Testament.
Mm.
You know, Paul talks so much the same kind of verbiage that Solomon did, you know, in 1 Timothy, you know, when he's talking about wealth and how rich are to spend their money. And so you spend a lot of time in looking and cross-referencing and that type of thing in the Bible college. Whereas preaching it, it's such a great book to preach at because it is so relevant to today. You know, Solomon is saying everything under the sun, you know, is vanity. It's emptiness.
Yeah.
And then he talks about scientism. He talks about hedonism. He talks about pragmatism. You know, all the isms under the sun leave you feeling empty. It's an above the sun perspective. And so you can really preach that, you know, because people are going to be connecting with it.
Yeah.
It's our culture today.
Oh, well, excellent. That's great. Well, maybe as a final question and hinging with this Solomonic idea of the older kind of teaching and instructing the younger, like what would the older version of you say to the younger version of you regarding teaching, preaching, preparation? What do you wish you knew back then that you've learned now?
I guess the biggest thing that I've learned that is just to not only not to look at it in the perspective of how I can teach others, but how the Lord is teaching me. You know, after all these years, I'm still learning stuff that's new. You know, that's what's so beautiful about God's word is that it's so deep and it's always piercing. It's always cutting. And from Solomon's words to from God's heart to Solomon's mouth to our ears, let us fear God and keep his commandments, you know, and I really like the idea that we have the word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit. And when those two things are working together in your heart, your eyes and your heart is just open to things that you don't see in the world, you know, and it's just exciting. After all these years, I am maybe more excited today to prepare for a sermon than I was all those years ago.
Really? Wow.
It never, you never lose it.
Wow. Well, that is encouraging because it is work. We can't pretend it's work, but I love to hear that even all these years on that you're just like looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I got to say, I love Thursdays. Thursdays are my sermon prep day. I wake up and I'm like, my job today, my only responsibility is to sit and read the Bible and read books about it and write things down. And you know, it's exciting. It's a thrill.
Yeah. It is the most exciting life you can live, which is so crazy because there's so many other things to compare it to, you know, in the world. But at the end of the day, it's just God speaking to us. I mean, the creator of the heavens and the earth speaking to his creation that have been created in his image and his likeness, and this fellowship that goes on it's unmatchable. Wow. So it's for sure.
Well, excellent. Well, Jeff, thanks very much. I appreciate you and I appreciate the time that you've given to us. Any final words to the listeners, to the Expositors Collective podcast?
Yeah, I guess just go preaching. Go preach it every day.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
This is Nick Cady, and I'm excited to invite you to join us at our next Expositors Collective Training Weekend, which will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada at Calvary Chapel Las Vegas on February 21st and 22nd, 2020. Our vision as Expositors Collective is to raise up the next generation of Christ-centered preachers. And if that's you or somebody in your church who's teaching or being called by God to teach, we would love to have you join us and be equipped.